Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 18th of May, 2011. It's the birthday of Tina Fey, the comedy writer, actress, born Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, 1970. High school honor student, member of the drama club, went off to the University of Virginia, studied playwriting, acting, moved to Chicago after graduation, took night classes at Second City, began performing with them, traveled around the country doing 8 shows a week for 2 years, and 3 years later, she was hired as a sketch writer for Saturday Night Live and quickly rose to head writer. When she started appearing on Saturday Night Live, she wanted to wear contact lenses on camera, but somebody told her how great her glasses looked, and so she wore them instead, and they became part of her signature look. Tina Fey, who writes, produces, stars as Liz Lemon in 30 Rock. Her memoir, Bossy Pants, was released earlier this spring, went to number 1 on the Times bestseller list. It's the birthday of the philosopher, mathematician Bertrand Russell, Ravenscroft, Monmouthshire, England, 1872. His Principles of Mathematics, published in 1903, his History of Western Philosophy in 1945. It was on this day, 1804, the French Senate proclaimed Napoleon Bonaparte Emperor of France. Beethoven was an admirer of Napoleon until this day in 1804 when he was crowned emperor. And then Beethoven said, "He'll become a greater tyrant than anyone." And he refused to write the symphony that the French ambassador to Austria had asked Beethoven to write, a symphony that instead became the Symphony No. 3, the Eroica. 2003, on this date, the third longest-running show in Broadway history closed, Les Miserables, after 6,680 performances, based on the novel by Victor Hugo, a production that ran for 3 months in Paris in 1980, then an English-language version opened in London 1985. Opened on Broadway in 1987. Set in 19th century France, a story not about the French Revolution, but about a later student insurrection. And it was on this day in 1980, 8:32 in the morning on a Sunday, an earthquake struck Mount St. Helens in Washington, a massive eruption of molten lava. There had been earthquakes for 2 months before. The volcano had been venting steam. Scientists pressured authorities to close Mount St. Helens to the public, which likely saved thousands of lives. Ash from the eruption drifted into 11 states. The heat caused nearby glaciers to melt, which formed large mudslides. Here's a poem for today by Sheila Packa, Not Forgotten. I learned to ride the two-wheel bicycle with my father. He oiled the chain, clothespinned playing cards to the spokes, put on the basket to carry my lunch. By his side, I learned balance and took on speed, centered behind the wide handlebars, my hands on the white grips, my feet pedaling. One moment he was holding me up, and the next moment, although I didn't know it, he had let go. When I wobbled, suddenly afraid, he yelled, "Keep going, keep going." Beneath the trees in the driveway, the distance increasing between us, I eventually rode until he was out of sight. I counted on him, that he could hold me was a given, that he could release me was a gift. A poem by Sheila Packa, Not Forgotten, from her collection Cloudbirds, published by Wildwood River Press. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.